All right, we're looking forward to the opener, home opener versus Saints. Offensively, they're a multiple and creative unit. They use their personnel. They use all their personnel, and they make you defend the whole field. They're led by a future Hall of Famer and Drew Brees. They have a lot of variety at the skill positions. They come in a variety of shapes and sizes. Their offensive line is a group that's gelling together. Defensively, Dennis Allen's their crew challenges schematically. They give you a lot of different looks, led by veteran playmakers Jordan Bird and Ellerby. Laurinaitis was brought in and is really communicating with the group, getting them all on the same page that way. They're big, physical, and heavy-handed up front with the defensive line group, and they have some gritty young corners out there that are getting better each and every week. Special teams, their coverage units have good speed, and we got to be on our toes. They have a history of taking chances on special teams. So with that, we'll open it up to questions.
It's just one game. P.J. Williams, what did you see from him on tape?
Well, give me that one more.
P.J. Williams, the cornerback, the Saints cornerback.
Again, they're young, scrappy guys. They're getting better each week, and you know, they're battling, and again, they do a lot of things schematically to help those guys out.
Are there things schematically you can do to take advantage of the youngness and the inexperience they have?
The youth. Yeah, the youth at corner. Again, they're scrappy young players. We like our receivers, and we feel that that we match up very well there. But again, we need to respect them. We need to go through the week of practice, and we need to be able to handle everything they throw at us schematically.
Coach, you guys had a shootout with the Saints last season. What's the biggest difference you can tell from their team this season as compared to last year when you guys faced them at the Superdome?
Well, there are a lot of new – I mean, the defense is led by a different coordinator, number one. So the scheme has changed. They have a lot of new faces on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, they're a different team. We're a different team. It's a new season. And you learn from the past and you move on.
You play a lot of games like that, maybe not necessarily that wild, but do you go into a game like this assuming that it's going to be pretty high scoring?
No, not at all. You play the game as it unfolds. Offensively, they're very productive in their explosive plays. They have a lot of explosivity, over 15% of their plays. Defensively, they're over 14% of their plays they give up explosives on. But, you know, we're going to play the game as it unfolds, and it's about execution in all three phases.
Have you ever been a part of a game like last year? I mean, 100 points, basically.
Yeah, against the Saints in 2011, the game after the Super Bowl in Green Bay, it was a very high-scoring game. Came down to a goal-line stand at the end there, but it was high-scoring. They do a good job putting points on the board.
Did last year almost get, I mean, not out of control, because you're on offense and you're scoring a lot of points, but it just seemed almost like fantasy football or something. You know, nobody could stop anybody.
No, down in the Dome, I had a chance to coach there for one season. Things get a little wild down there in the Dome. We're fortunate to have them here in front of the home crowd. Expect the Giants fans to have a lot of noise and make it tough on them.
How excited are you for the home opener, Coach?
I'm excited. Again, I'm excited for to go in and take a look at the tape from practice and move on to tomorrow's practice. We got a great practice for tomorrow for these guys, and we're gonna take care of our preparation first.
Coach, last year the Saints game was one of those six games you guys lost in the last 2 minutes. How important was this game this past week to you guys to not fall into that trap again late in the game to let them come back?
Nobody's thinking of last year, let alone last week. We're moving forward. We're worried about this week. We learned from the past. We're moving forward.
You say you guys are different teams from last year, but does that game hold any value in terms of scouting for this one?
No.
I know you don't like to look in the rear view mirror, Ben, but do you have to bring that up to the defense? I mean, what a disaster. I mean, some of the guys have said that game was defensively last year.
Well, you learn from the past. You look at some things conceptually from the past, and you move on. We're a different team than we were last year, and we're going to play the game this Sunday.
What's the challenge in disrupting the timing of that offense and Drew Brees?
Well, again, they have, you know, Drew's a very talented player, very smart, productive, and he uses all his players and uses the whole field wisely. He does some things to challenge you and schematically and in empty formations and distributes the ball well. So you have to defend the whole field. And they have, again, all shapes and sizes at the skill position. They have speed. They have size. They can finesse you. They can play with some physicality. So they do a nice job with their skill players.
He usually gets the ball out so quick. Does it become more important to sort of try to disrupt the timing with the secondary on the receivers, or, you know, hit them a little bit?
There's some different things you can do to disrupt timing. That's one of them.
Coach, what's the plan to contain Brandon Cooks this week at receiver?
You want to come into the meeting room?
Oh, love it.
No, you know, he's a good, talented player. Very productive last week. He's been in the past. He's really developing into a complete receiver inside and outside form, so we have our hands full there.
Where are you at free safety? Do you plan to play both guys, or is it Darian back to being the one guy?
Yeah, we feel fortunate and blessed in that regard. We have a handful of guys who can come in and play for us, and they did a nice job last week.
The way you ran the football late in the game in the opener, does that give you confidence about this rushing attack going forward this year?
Yeah, we're confident, you know, 1 week at a time, but we're going to be confident in the run game this week. We want to play balanced football. We want to be physical and heavy-handed up front, and we feel we can do that.
What are you seeing from Sterling Shepard at this point? I mean, we obviously saw the interception. Is there still a bunch of rookie mistakes? And how do you sort of
he doesn't make a bunch of mistakes. He'll make some mistakes like some young receivers do, but he learns from them and he moves on. He can take hard coaching.
You mentioned the other day about some guys with some bumps and bruises. Yeah, it looks like 52 or 53 out there again today when we were out here enjoying the way the guys came back and then practice field off of Sunday.
Yeah, we need to start practice faster. We didn't start practice fast enough today, and we need to make a point of getting that right tomorrow.
But as far as health goes, everybody was out there 54.
Yeah, yes.
That's Robert Thomas.
He's still has an illness.
Not that long ago, rookies kind of had to earn their stripes in this league. They didn't play right away very often. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's changed that makes you, some confidence to start a lot of these young players?
Well, I have confidence, first of all, in our coaching staff. I have confidence in our scheme that we can integrate players right away. The league has changed. It's gotten younger. So the rookies aren't that far behind as they used to be, maybe. And I think we have a nice crew of young, conscientious players.
Thomas has been out a while now with that illness. How serious is it? And was he hospitalized at all?
I don't know. When he comes back, they'll let me know.
Do you know when he'll come back?
When they let me know, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Is he here at all with the team, or is he still?
He's been in the building, yes.
Just to go back to that rookie comment, sort of on the other end of the spectrum, when you look at a guy like Casillas, I mean, how rare is it to have a guy be a little bit of a late bloomer in this league?
He came into the league. He fought his way onto the Saints right away, won a Super Bowl, did the same thing in New England. Fortunate that he was out there for us, and he's come in and done a nice job and really has grown into one heck of a linebacker and one heck of a special teams player in the league.
You've had a couple of practices. How has Ryan Nassib responded to Josh Johnson being here, and where do you stand at backup quarterback?
Yeah, Ryan and Josh are out here competing for a job. It's healthy.